If you love shaving your legs and your armpits and all that fun stuff, like, go for it. But I just want all women to think about, like, why they're shaving their body hair. Mm. And I want it to be normalized as an option to not do it.
Hey guys, it's Kat, and we're here today with Little Bucket to talk about being a woman and owning your body hair. So you've told me that you haven't shaved your body hair in 3 years. What are some misconceptions that people have about women and body hair?
Well, the main ones that I hear, I guess, main one is that it's unhygienic. Obviously that doesn't make any sense though, because most men don't shave their body hair.
Yeah.
And they're not unhygienic for not shaving. So I don't think women are unhygienic for not shaving either. And other people think that I just do it for attention, or that because I'm a man-hating feminist.
You're growing hair specifically to piss men off.
Exactly, because everything that women do is
about all for men. So what was the sort of driving, I guess, decision of you not shaving?
Well, in 2015, I was in college and I took my first like gender and women's studies classes. So that like got me like started thinking about, you know, society and gender roles and whatnot. So that class definitely changed my life. I would say for the better, it molded me into who I am today. So after that class and after like reading more and more about feminism and like silly gender roles and whatnot, I was thinking about like what things that I do that society has made me feel that I have to do, and obviously shaving was one of them. And I was thinking about it and I was like, wow, I don't really shave because I enjoy shaving. It takes so long. It's like so annoying. I'm never like, oh, I can't wait to go shave my body hair for 20 minutes in the shower. Like, I wasn't excited. I wasn't doing it because I wanted to. I realized I was only doing it because society made me feel that I had to, because I was a woman, and if you're a woman, you have to shave. And so I didn't really feel like I had a choice. And then when I realized I did have a choice, I was like, this is silly. Why am I shaving if I don't even enjoy doing it?
Mm.
And then I stopped shaving and I've never gone back since.
If I had like hairy legs, it would make me incredibly like self-conscious to like actually show my hairy legs. How have you gotten to a point where you're confident in your body hair?
So it's definitely wasn't a super easy thing. I stopped shaving right before I got a job as a flight attendant.
Oh, wow.
And it was in the winter months, but the training that we had was in Florida. I'm originally from Michigan, so it was winter in Michigan, so it wasn't a big deal, but training was in Florida. Obviously, Florida's always like
humid, sticky.
Hot. So I knew that when I went to this training that I was going to have to, I wanted to wear shorts. I like wearing shorts. I like wearing dresses. So I was knowing that I was going to be wearing that stuff, and I wasn't going to not wear that stuff because I don't shave my legs, because I was like, that's silly. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna live in fear of me not wanting to shave my body hair for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, it was pretty hard. I was very self-conscious. I would, sometimes when I would like meet people, I would just bring it up, like get it out of the way. Like, hey, just so you guys know, I don't shave my body hair. Don't make a big deal about it. Because I almost would have rather brought it up the way I wanted to and like address it so they know, rather than maybe later somebody being like, whoa, what the heck's wrong with your legs? Why don't you shave? Or something like that. Because, you know, when people are like caught off guard, sometimes they don't think before they speak, or if they're really just rude people and they don't care anyway. So I just really wanted to avoid that. Now, being 3 years in, though, I just don't care. It's like, whatever. It depends where I am and who I'm with, I suppose. Some days I still feel worse than others, just because, you know, everybody has those days where you're just like feel more self-conscious.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm good. I still get people that yell things at me. I've had some catcallers before in Vegas. They were like talking about like, damn girl, nice booty, blah, 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 blah. And then like, I was like, leave me alone, you know, told them off, and they were like, oh, well, you're nasty and you don't shave your legs anyway. You know, like stuff like that. And I'm like, cool, you were literally just hitting on me 5 seconds ago.
I mean, theoretically, you're hitting on me.
I don't really care so much what strangers think, but the biggest struggle when I first stopped shaving was my family members. We have family cottages and we all go up there every year, and like cousins, aunts and uncles and all that. And so I was really nervous. We go swimming, obviously. It's nice in Michigan in the summer. And so we have a sauna and stuff, and you know, hanging out as family, sauning, going swimming. And so I was really, really nervous the first time that I was going to my little family vacation, because I was like, this is my family. Like, if they react badly, like, that's gonna, I don't care what strangers say, but family, like, that hurts especially. Yeah. So the first time that I went to go in the sauna and go swimming with my cousins, I, right when I walked in the sauna, just like I said that I've done sometimes, I walk in there and I'm like, just so you guys know, I stopped shaving my body hair within the last year, so I would just appreciate it if you didn't say anything about it, and I just wanted to let you know so you weren't weirded out. And for the most part, they were cool with it. They still made snarky comments sometimes. They could say that it's just because, you know, family joking around, and I get that, we joke around about other stuff too, but at the same time, like, it still upsets me sometimes, especially now that it's been 3 years. Like, all right, I've heard your jokes, like, for the last 3 years. Like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I was just, like, on the phone with my stepdad before coming in today and talking about, like, my body hair and stuff. And he was like, well, I don't think it's, like, terrible, but I still think you would look better without it. And I'm like, see, I don't like those comments either.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, what if I, like, started like eating a bunch and like gaining a bunch of weight, would you say something about it? And I was like, that has nothing to do with my body hair.
Not
like,
even the same thing.
I just don't want to shave my body hair. It's not unhealthy, it's not unhygienic, it doesn't affect other people at all. So I would just appreciate like not negative comments from you guys.
Simple.
Is that so much to ask?
Yeah, that's I mean, I think it's weird that people feel the need to say like, well, I think you would look like, if you've got hairy legs, I'm gonna assume men or women that you are very content with that, and that's what makes you happy, and that's not, like, you know, who cares if you think it will make you look better or worse? Like,
yeah.
This person's definitely made a decision for themselves. The end.
So as I've said, like, I want it to be normalized and stuff. So, like, obviously I don't like when people come up to me and be like, oh, that's super gross, or say anything like mean about it. I don't really want people to be like, damn, that's sexy, because I don't like people coming up to me and like saying weird sexual things about me anyway, especially people I don't know.
Have you dealt with people who like specifically seek you out because of body hair, like in like a fetish way?
Oh yeah, so I've made multiple videos on my YouTube channel about body hair. And so I've gotten not only comments like on like public comments on the videos I've made, but I've also gotten a handful of like private DMs on Instagram. And I've just had really creepy things said to me. And I've even had somebody like that's commented on a video after I made a video about like how fetishizing body hair on women is just as bad as like talking badly about it and saying how gross it is and stuff like that. And they were like, well, wouldn't you rather people like be super into it than think it's super gross? And I just don't think that's the case, mm-hmm. because ideally, as I said, I want it to be normalized. I want it to be like, oh, cool. Like, if you think it's cool and be like, wow, I admire that. Like, that's a cool way to go about it. But to be like, damn, girl, your hairy legs turn me on so much. Like, that's creepy, especially if I don't know you and you're just a random person on the street. Like, I was at Venice Beach one time, this guy calls me over, not in like a creepy way, he was like friendly, but like, hey, wanna come here? I think maybe he was like making art or something, cause they do that a lot at Venice Beach. And so I come over and we're talking a little bit, innocent conversations. He wasn't like being creepy and like doing any catcalling or anything. He just was like, hey, come over here, looked like a friendly guy. So I go over there and like 5 or 10 minutes into talking, he's like, oh, just so you know, I only called you over here because I saw that you don't shave your legs and that just turns me on so much.
Ugh.
And I'm like, I'm gonna go now. Like, I'm good. Like, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have came over and talked to you in the first place. So
yeah, I mean, it's fetishism is always really weird when it comes to stuff like that, because it's like they don't even really care about you. It's like they've taken this specific thing and been like, oh, I want that. You know, it's not considering the full person. It's the honing in of the fetish.
And there's nothing wrong with being like attracted
to
it.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between being like, wow, that is attractive, and just being like super like creepy about it.
when the summer comes around and it's like swimsuit season, do you feel like this weird pressure to have a specific type of like summer body that includes a hairless situation?
No, I'm just like, whatever. I guess the hardest part about swimsuit season, I actually, so I don't shave any of my body hair. That includes the pubic region. And so I don't wear like the bikini style bathing suit because I don't necessarily feel comfortable showing off like my side bush, I guess.
I get that.
Because I feel like that might be, I mean, that definitely is gonna be way more offensive to people than my leg hair. And part of me is like, you shouldn't care, it's just hair. But at the same time, I personally don't feel like dealing with that. So I get like the swim, like shorts. Like not like just the ones that, cause there's like baggy ones. I've had like baggy ones, but then they also have like the short, like boy shorts.
Yeah.
Like swimsuit bottoms. So that's pretty much the only thing I worry about. And I don't really worry about it. I'm just like, whatever, it's not a big deal. I don't need to wear a bikini. And I just personally don't feel comfortable with exposing my side bush, so.
At 3 p.m., you know. So do you have like a different deodorant process than a lot of people would have? Because a lot of people, when it comes to like body hair stuff, people are like, well, if I have body hair, like I know like if I have like armpit hair, like if anything, I shave it because if I have pit hair, I'll smell more and I don't want to smell. But you know, you're clearly a very hygienic person. Do you have like a different routine now for that, or is it same stuff?
Well, it's a little different, but it's a combination of the fact that I don't shave and I around the same time, maybe like 2 years after actually, so not around the same time, but I also am vegan. So I needed to find deodorant for that was good for armpit hair and that was vegan. And actually, it wasn't even that hard.
Really?
I really like Schmidt's deodorant. Okay. It's vegan and it's natural and it's good with body hair. It's not like the like super like creamy kind like Secret or whatever. And my sister-in-law uses it too. She shaves her armpits and she's not vegan. She just also likes it. And I think it smells so good. They have a bunch of different scents. My favorite one is it's like charcoal magnesium or something like that.
Oh wow, I would never
and
think that was
it
like a smell.
It smells so good.
Really?
And it has like little, I don't know, grains or particles in it. And it like gives your armpits like a nice like scratch too, you know?
Okay.
If they're like itchy or whatever. But I really like it, it smells really good and it doesn't like, I don't have noticed any like staining of the clothes or anything, so. I like it. It works great.
If it works, it works.
And I don't know, I've heard that body hair actually helps reduce like smell and stuff because
really?
it catches the sweat particles or whatever.
That's part of maybe like an evolution thing of like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I guess for me, I'm always like, oh, it's like if I have hair, it's gonna catch more stuff. But then maybe that's like why that's there. I don't know. So I'm a big like beard aficionado slash fan slash, you know, obsessive connoisseur. And I know for a lot of men when I'm like, oh, you should grow your beard out, they're like, oh, it's really itchy. Like, I want to grow my beard out, but it's like really itchy. Have you experienced like itchiness with hair growth? And if you have, what have you done to get over that?
Definitely. So in the beginning, when you're first growing out your leg hair, obviously even as somebody who shaved, when I did shave, obviously I still got lazy and I didn't always shave, especially in the winter or whatever. And obviously like as it's growing back, it's pretty itchy, especially when it's cold outside and you know, you're like goosebumps or whatever, it feels like even itchier I felt back in the day. And so really you just gotta, if you're interested in not shaving anymore, you just gotta push through that itchy phase. And after, it might have even been less than a year, I don't know exact time frame, but after a while it gets so long that like it doesn't itch. Like I have arm hair too, I don't shave my arm hair, I never have. And like my arm hair's never been itchy. I guess my head itches sometimes. But in general, like other, like my arm hair's never itched. And once it gets to like a certain length, it does, like my legs never like itch from the hair. After it like grew out and it wasn't just like prickly stubs anymore and it started being like hair, it wasn't even itchy. I guess the main thing, sometimes like if I'm wearing like leggings for like, or tights for like 12 hours, then it starts getting irritated. So after like a long day at work, I definitely am like super excited to take those tights off.
It's like the bra after.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't wait to get home. It's the tights that I'm imagining. Cause like people were asking like, does your hair get like caught on like socks and things like that? Or like, how does that work? Or
yeah, I've never experienced it getting like caught on socks. Mainly the tights and the leggings are the biggest, like that after so long, like I'm just ready to, like I used to be able to sleep in leggings. I would never sleep in leggings now.
Oh, wow.
Unless I was like super like lazy.
I don't feel like
it would be a rare occasion, but if I'm like, oh, you know, normal, like maybe like a night after drinking or something, like don't feel like taking leggings off, like, okay. But like normal situation, definitely not sleeping in leggings because it does feel like tight and restricted and you just gotta let the leg hair breathe.
So obviously when we work for companies, we have a lot of pressure to adhere to their standards. Like I couldn't get a job when I had purple, you know, braids because people want you to have a normal hair color, you know. When you're working for companies, have you felt any like pressure by corporate or whoever to shave or to change yourself because of, you know, needing to, you know, be accepted in the culture of where you are?
So obviously I said I'd just stopped shaving right before I went to training to be a flight attendant. And I was worried because obviously you can look back throughout history, flight attending is like this glamorous, glitzy job they portray it as or whatever.
Very traditionally gendered.
Yes, and very, you need to be like, you know, full face of makeup historically and like super feminine and whatnot. And obviously people have this idea that body hair can't be feminine. Mm-hmm. So going into it, I was a little worried. That I was gonna be judged or like my like supervisors would be like, you have to do this or that. But they emailed us like this like dress code, grooming code or whatever, and they probably didn't think they had to say anything. But there was nothing in there about like, you gotta shave your legs. It was like, you know, be groomed, be presentable. We did have a makeup requirement back then, now we don't. But so there were things and nothing was about like, women, you gotta shave your body hair. So I was like, whatever. And so obviously like when we weren't like at training, when we were out and about, I still wore dresses, I still like wore shorts and stuff. And on layovers now that I'm have the job, I still like wear normal clothes. And I've gone to even work events, like focus groups or we go to training and I have not worried about shaving my legs or exposing my unshaved legs. At the beginning, it kind of was, but as I said, as the years have passed, I've gotten better and better at just not caring because it's not a big deal and it shouldn't be a big deal. And when I go to work, we have to wear tights or nylons anyway. Mm-hmm. So yes, I could wear like nylons, pantyhose that are like skin colored and or whatever. But I just, first of all, I think that would look kind of weird with my leg hair anyway, just because I think the point of nylons is to make it look like you're not wearing them.
Yeah.
So if I'm wearing skin colored nylons and then you can see like my like flattened like leg hair on it, that might look weird. So I haven't even tried that. I just wear black opaque tights. And because it doesn't matter. You just need to have some sort of nylons or tights. So I just wear black tights. Sometimes my leg hair does stick out of the tights.
Oh, wow.
And I have to like adjust. One time my coworker, and this was like right after, like in my first year of working there, she was like, do you have a cat or a dog? And I was like, no. And she was like, oh, well you have like hair on your tights. And I was like, oh, and I just like adjusted it and was like, that's awkward.
Like, but why would that happen?
I didn't like say anything though. I was just like fixed it and was like, whatever. Because this was like maybe like 6 months into the job and I was like, oh gosh. But I mean, now I would just probably be like, yeah, I don't shave my legs.
Get used to it.
Yeah, so sometimes it sticks out at work, but I mean, only somebody said something that one time and they didn't even realize what it was. So I don't think it's a big deal. And hopefully as time goes on, it will continue not to be a big deal everywhere. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, people should be able to do what they want with their bodies, period.
Exactly.
So like, why do you think it's important to normalize body hair, you specifically growing your body hair?
I think a really important part about normalizing it is to let women know that they have a choice. Obviously, I thought, and I think a lot of women think, that that's just part of being a woman. Like, you have to shave your body hair. It's not really a choice, that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. That is your gender role as a woman, you have to shave, and that's just not fair. And it's not about like, oh, if you're a woman and you shave your body hair, like, why are you doing that? You're like helping the patriarchy or whatever. Because just like feminism, it's all about choice. Mm-hmm. And I want it to just be normalized so that people just know that they have a choice. So like, if you love shaving your legs and your armpits and all that fun stuff, like, go for it. But I just want all women to think about like why they're shaving their body hair. Mm. And I want it to be normalized as an option to not do it. It's just some people shave and some people don't. Just like some men have facial hair and some men don't have facial hair. Just do what you want with your body.
What is your advice for women who are currently kind of considering just letting their bodies be their bodies and not shaving their hair?
I would just want to say that, like, think about what you're doing with your body hair. And if you're doing it for you, or if you're doing it for other people, or if you're doing it for society, like, why are you doing the body care routine with your body hair that you are doing? And you can always try it out. You can always stop shaving, see how you like it. I would strongly suggest to get through that itchy phase, because it will stop itching. But try it out if you want. And if you don't like it, the cool thing is you can always just shave it off again.
All right, so where can people find you if they want to get in contact with you, see your stuff, hear more about owning your body hair?
Well, I have a lot of videos on my YouTube channel, Little Bucket, where I have multiple videos of body hair stuff. I have like why I stopped shaving my body hair, my shower routine for my specifically my body hair, different sort of videos like that. I also have my Instagram, Little Bucket, and you can always pop in and say hi and ask me some questions if you have any.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me about this and sharing your experience. I am so, so, so thankful for every bit of advice and insight that you've given to me today. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining me for this conversation. And I really, really appreciate all the support that you guys have been giving these videos. And if you guys want to get more videos like this, please feel free to subscribe and continue to learn, share, and grow with me. If you guys want to continue to see projects just like this, support me on Patreon, where I am helping to make these things bigger and better than before. And I appreciate every little bit of support that I get. And on that note, I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.